This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It felt like a great team win. It felt like everything that we've been doing individually, unit-wise, and all together just kind of came to a head at the right time. I'm so proud of my guys. Man, my quarterback, I fucking love this team, you know, from the coaching staff, from the front office guys to the coaching staff to the players that we have in here, man. It's a beautiful thing to be in the league 14 years, man, and, you know, still be able to experience this, man. It never gets old. I'm so proud of everybody. Proud of my quarterback, proud of my offense. Great team win. Defense, we played great. Terrell Bernard was on fire today. D-line, we did a great job keeping them in the pocket. I'm just so proud of everybody, and I'm proud of myself too. It's a lot of stuff that, you know, that I fought publicly and privately, and, you know, to still be able to come out on top at 35 years old playing in games like this and to still be able to contribute. I was sitting outside before I came in, and, you know, I'm just so proud of myself from being knocked down and still standing up and getting back up time and time again. So this is a crazy night, amazing night. It's not the Super Bowl, though, but, you know, we're going to celebrate this one for sure and, you know, take this momentum into the bye week and, you know, who knows after that. But we're going to celebrate this one tonight.
Talk about, you know, you told me Friday that, you know, in pressure moments you rise to the occasion. Yeah. And today you got a sack, and not only it was a great sack because you surpassed your idol, Derek Thomas, man. So just care to talk about what that mean, you know, with that sack surpassing Derek Thomas.
You know, this is why they brought me in here, you know, and to be able to contribute and wins like this to get over the hump. And it just feels good to be able to do my job. And, you know, we kind of spoke it into existence, you know, right there playing dominoes. And, you know, you never really know about the stuff that you say. And I always try to speak with a positive tongue and be optimistic because you never really know. And, you know, that's one of those things that we're talking about contributing and going out there and getting the win, and it happened for us. So, like I said, man, I'm proud of myself, proud of my team, you know, keeping a positive mindset and to still come out here and work, man. And, you know, 35 years old, 14 years in the game, and I still love it. It never gets old, for sure.
Ron, what was the mindset coming in with the group of edge rushers? Because Greg had a good game, you had a good game, AJ was flying.
Yes.
Yeah. What was kind of the group message in that group?
You know, we like to you know, perceive our occupation or our job in the game as the tip of the spear. You know, we the first ones out there. You know, we the front line. You know, we lead by example, and the team kind of goes how we go. And, you know, the speech from Coach McDermott was like, it's just another game, and, you know, 100 years from now, nobody's going to remember. And, you know, we were like, this is a big game. This is why we're here. When the bright lights come on, we rise to the occasion. We don't need to sugarcoat it to take the pressure off of us. Pressure comes from within, and everybody in that defensive line room kind of rose to the occasion. And, like I said, it was a special moment, and to be able to – you know, be optimistic and speak great things into existence. It's a wonderful feeling for sure.
During the week, a lot of you guys seem to sort of say, like, this is great, but you've got to be able to do it in January, yeah, too. But now that you're in the moment, does this feel like a statement kind of win?
Yeah, it's a statement win. They were undefeated. Like I said, it's not our Super Bowl. Like, the season's not over. You know, we're not going to the Super Bowl or anything like that. But we have to celebrate wins like this. It's so hard to win in this league. It's so hard to have success in this league. It's so much that goes into that 60 minutes that we play on Sunday night, Sunday afternoons. So you have to be able to debrief and take a step back and look at all the great things that you do. And then break it down, You know, look at all the great things that you deal with. Look at all the things that you can improve on. Wash it away and, you know, continue. And we've done a great job with that all season long. This is a good one. We're going to celebrate this one. And we got a bye week, too. So we might celebrate this one for 2 days instead of just one. It'll be a great night in Buffalo for sure.
First half, they didn't involve Kelce much, didn't involve Hopkins much. Maybe a little bit more in the second half. But what did you think you did well against those guys?
You know, they do a great job. I think Patrick Mahomes does a great job of finding the open guy. You know, he's not just looking at one guy to make plays. And, you know, more often than not, it's usually Kelce or Hopkins. But Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. He's going to find the open guy. We saw 66 get plays. We saw Steele get plays. You know, he's passing around to whoever's open. They do a good job of spreading it out. So it puts stress on the defense that you just can't focus on one guy. And they do a great job offensively. They have a really, really well-coached team. All the respect in the world for the Chiefs. It was a hard-fought win, and, you know, the time ran out, and we were able to get the dub.
You said it's not our Super Bowl, but there will be people who claim that, like, this is your Super Bowl. There is a lot of football left to be played.
Yep.
But is there a way of knowing that maybe this team is different or feels different?
Nope. I think, the last three seasons we played the Chiefs, we won in the regular season. You know, last year we went to KC and we won. The year before we went to KC and we won. Last year we lost to KC in the playoffs. I think we get so caught up in what's next or what about the past. Like, you got to be where your feet are. We won today. We did some great things today. There's some things that we have to work on today for sure. We're going to debrief this one. We're going to celebrate this one for sure. Debrief this one and get ready for a very good 49ers team. If we can just continue to take steps to being the team that we know we can be, it's still room for us to grow. If we continue to take steps to be the team that we can be, when January comes, you know, that'll be our Super Bowl. Those would be the wins that we've been working all the way from the spring. Those would be the wins that we can, those would be the statement games for us if we could just keep taking those bite-sized wins.
Hey, Vaughn, all that said, you expect to see the Chiefs again?
100%. 100%. In some form or fashion, whether it's at our place or their place, we're going to see the Chiefs again, whether it's in the division round or the AFC Championship or whatever it may be. We're going to see the Chiefs again for sure.
I mean, as crazy as it may sound, how important was it to, you know, shut down the run, make Kansas City one-dimensional, and let Patrick Mahomes try to beat you with his arm?
I think we could have been better on first down. We could have been better on first down. They were getting a huge chunk on us in the first half. We kind of slowed it down in the second half. On the offense, we played great complimentary football. Offense bailed us out and scored some points for us. But we got to be better on first down. We got to get them in some, you know, second and nine, you know, second and eight. That way we can have some more third and six, third and sevens, third and eights. So they did a really good job on first down of getting chunk yards, and it put a strain on us on third down. They had a lot of third and ones, third and twos. But that just comes with playing a great team. You got to be able to adjust and play defense on the fly.